Where in Harrisonburg do you work?
Right now I work in VRC, but I'm going to work in Barnes & Noble over Christmas break.
Okay. Okay, so you're working at the Barnes & Noble in Harrisonburg?
Yes.
Okay, when did you apply for the job there?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay. What drew you to working at Barnes & Noble?
Well, I used to work at Target, so I already have all the retail stuff, so
okay.
Easy for me to get the job, but I also just really love books and bookstores.
Okay.
I thought it would be cool to be able to look at books while I worked.
Yeah, perfect. Yay. Okay, so let's see, what question do I want to ask now? So you had previous experience working at a Target, but have you ever worked with like books before at all, or is it just the retail aspect that you were drawn to?
I work in the library at JMU right now. I work in preservation, which means that I like take care of all the books that are damaged or hurt.
Okay.
And like put them back together, and I also like process a lot of like new stuff we get. So.
Okay, what kind of like damages do the books that you work with have?
A lot of them, the spines get really damaged, and we either have to replace them or tighten them, which means that we glue them back in,
mm-hmm.
or. Sometimes we just have to wrap them in a new binding so that they don't fall apart more. And a lot of times they get water damage, which sucks because
yeah.
we can't do much about that.
Right. How old are those books usually?
Some of them are fairly new because the newer books have crappy bindings and they fall apart really fast. But the
okay.
older books, we work with special collections, and I've worked with books as old as like the
1800s. Oh, that's so cool.
It is really
Wait,
cool.
that's actually kind of neat.
Yeah.
thanks. That's actually kind of cool. The books that you work with, are they, like, damaged by students, kind of, or is it,
just
wear and tear?
Some of it's, like, the binding's bad, and so they just inevitably fall apart, and some of it's, like, a kid gave it to their dog or something, like, they get some of those, so.
That's really bad. So, how are the people that you work with in the bookstore, or not the bookstore, the library? Are they kind of, like, really into books like you are as well?
Yeah, it's cool, because, we do lots of recommendations, and it's also fun because I like the same thing I want at Barnes & Noble, to look at all the books that I'm fixing, and sometimes I like reserve them like as soon as I fix them so that like, I can check
so
them
that
out
you can
afterwards.
Read them. Okay,
yeah.
So you get kind of like first-hand experience
yeah.
of like what you want to like read and
yeah.
stuff. That's cool. Let's see. What kind of recommendations do you usually give out to people about the books that you're working with?
Well, I try to like recommend books that I think people actually like. So, like, a lot of people loved Gone Girl. So,
mm-hmm.
I read the other Gone Girl books by the same author.
Yeah,
and,
I read those too.
Yeah, I really liked those. And so, I recommend those a lot because, like most people actually do enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Also books that, like, people haven't heard of but that I thought were really good.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Do a lot of people ask you at the library, like, what some recommendations are for them?
Yeah.
So you got a lot of people coming to you personally?
Yeah, and that's one of the things they wanted at Barnes & Noble. They were like, if people ask you for something similar to something else, were you able to, like, provide them, like,
mm-hmm.
another suggestion?
Okay.
So.
Cool. How much interaction do you have with the, like, people that come to the library? I guess, like, the customers and stuff?
In preservation, I don't really have as much interaction with, like, day-to-day people, but we have people that come to us, like, looking for very specific things or that need, like, help fixing, like, very specific things.
Mm-hmm.
But not so much students. We don't really work with, like, I don't work, like, in the circulation desk.
Okay. So you're, like, are you downstairs in the basement?
No, I'm upstairs.
Oh, it's upstairs. Okay.
It's, like, above the room where the big, you know, where the big table is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, above
okay.
that room.
I got you. What kind of, do you interact with the vendors, like, for the library at all? People that sell the library books?
Sometimes. Because, like, well, we send things to the bindery, so I interact with, like, those people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about, I don't know if we, like, I don't really interact with people that bring the books in, like, the new ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Let's see. Do you have any interesting stories about working at the library with the binding?
No, I don't know. Sometimes there's, like, really cranky people that think they know what they're talking about, but like, don't. Yeah. So then it's, like, really awkward because you'd be like, well, we can do that, but it's really not what we're supposed to be doing. It's, like, hindering what you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
But like, right now, there's, like, we're working with a bunch of maps, and there's this guy that, like, wants us to, like, fix his book for him, but not fix it at all at the same time, because he doesn't want us to change, like, all these things. We're like, well, if we're going to fix it, like, we have to fix, like, this part. And he's like, we can't mess that up. And we're like, well, we have to mess that up to do this. I don't
know. That makes sense. What got you into, like, working in the library in the first place? How did you find that job?
Well, actually, I worked in here first, and the girl that used to sit at the main desk, Susie, she used to work in the library too, and so she was just talking about it one day, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. And I was like, I wish I had that job. And she was like, I can ask them if you can have it. And so, like, I went and, like, talked to Julia, is the woman I work with, and Julia, she let me have it. So yeah.
What's your major?
I'm art history and art.
Okay,
art.
So this kind of, like, works with the art history part of your
major. Yeah, I want to be, like, I want to be a curator, so I need to be able to, like, paint and, like, do art, but also, like, know the art history part. Right. It's also cool because, like, preservation of books is obviously not exactly like preservation of paintings, but
it's kind of like in the same direction. It'll look good in the future. What do you do here at the, what is it called?
VRC.
VRC, yeah.
It's also kind of a library, but it's a digital imaging library. So I do all the research for all of our images that we put on IMDID.
Okay.
So so, like, I look up, like, the creator and the date and the style and the period and, like, any weird stuff about it that might be super important to the painting or whatnot. Right now we're looking at Chinese art.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Do you have, like, different things you do during the year? Or is it just kind of, how do you, like, decide what paintings you're going to work with?
Well, we do, if teachers request things, we do that immediately. Mm-hmm. So if, like, a teacher needs something for a class, we do those. And then we're just, like, digitizing the old slide collection, which is, like, how we used to do images in classrooms. And so we're just going through, and someone else I work with does the, like, Photoshop part of that, and then I do, like, the research part.
Okay.
And then together we, like, Grace puts all the stuff on IMDID for teachers.
Okay. Cool. This is actually more helpful than I thought it was going to be, because you have, like, a lot of, like, curating, like, bookstore kind of things.
Very library-related.
Yeah, you're very library-related. Let's see. So what are you expecting your job to be like at Barnes & Noble?
Well, I'm hoping it's, like, kind of fun, not too tedious, because Target wasn't very specific. Like, I didn't actually need to know that much about anything. I just needed to know, like, where things were.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm hoping that working in a bookstore will be, like, more interactive and, like, just, like, fun.
Yeah.
And, like, more learning and less just doing tasks.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Are you, do you have any, like, bad expectations for working at Barnes & Noble?
I'm worried it will be really tedious, like Target was. I was so done with Target when I was done with Target. I was like, I'm ever going back.
Never going back. What was so tedious about Barnes & Noble? Or, like, what do you think would be? Just, like, knowing where everything is.
Just having to, like, a lot of what we did at Target, especially during Christmas, was you just straighten everything, like, endlessly. Like, you're just constantly putting everything back because people tear it down and you just put it back on the shelf.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and so, like, I just don't want Barnes & Noble to be like that. I want it to be, like, cool and research. Okay. Like, I don't know, I don't mind putting books on the shelves, I just don't want to have to only do that forever all
right.
the time.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, let's see. What else? I guess, I don't know if you'll know this yet, but, like, how does, like, ebooks and, like, the internet, like, affect Barnes & Noble?
Like, sales-wise?
Sales-wise, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that, but I can guess.
Yeah, you might know better since you...
I know that they sell audiobooks... But those are also tend to be, like, super expensive because it's you're essentially paying for the book and the person that had to talk about it for 24 hours or whatever.
Right.
And so they sell those, but I would never buy one of those, especially because you could get them on the internet for free.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. I feel like they're probably pretty harmful to their sales.
Yeah. I guess Barnes & Noble kind of, like, has been selling ebooks too, though, right? So they're kind of like...
I think they have an online, I think it's...
Yeah, they're like on the bandwagon with,
like,
all the
Google
internet stuff.
Through, yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. I guess I won't do that in a store, though.
Yeah, do you think you'll be working with the ebooks at all?
I don't know. I'll probably have to know about them so I can, like, recommend them
recommend
and tell
them
how to
tell
them. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite books and, like, discovered any new genres from working in the library?
I find a lot of weird art books, honestly. Or, like, not, like, art books, not, like gothic art and stuff, but, like, just, like, really random. Like, this one book I looked at was, like, it was by a paint company, and they made, like, color. It was, like, they had just, like, said, like, this is the, like, seven colors that represent, like, the 70s and, like, stuff like that. And it was, like, really random and really pointless, but it was supposed to be, like, educational. And I was, like, this is super, like, I don't know, like, super unhelpful, but also really cool.
Right.
I was, like, really fascinated with this, like, it was, like, essentially, like, paint swatches.
Okay.
I don't know. It was so cool, though, and they just had, like, this is what Chinese vases are made of, and this is, like, what this is made of. And I was, like, why? Why did you write this?
Why did this book need to be written? That's funny. Is the library affected by, like, technology at all? Your job there?
Because
you don't really have sales.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know, I think a lot of times people don't actually look at the bookshelves ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we, like, you just look them up on what you need specifically on the database, and then you just go and get it, and you don't, like, look.
Yeah.
Around ever?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody browse.
Yeah, so...
ever.
I don't know if that, like, affects us negatively, but, like, I think that's weird.
Right.
That libraries don't operate like that anymore at all.
Yeah, that's very true. What was I gonna ask? I had a really good question, and I just forgot it. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. Let's see. What's the biggest challenge of working at the library?
It's pretty, like, attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since I work in the preservation part of it, like, I can't, it's, like, a lot of glue, and if you glue the wrong thing, you're kind of stuck with it.
Yeah, so. It kind of messes up the book. True.
You have to, like, really pay attention to what you're doing, and, I don't know, like, most things we can fix if we mess them up, but it's just, like, it's better if you just get it right the first time.
Yeah, especially with the
older
books.
So you have to, like, peel things up, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, like, we when we cut, like, spines off and put new spines on, we normally, like, cut the, like, title off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, like, damage the title getting the spine off of it, then you, like, don't have the original title anymore, and you have to, like, just write it on, which is, like, fine for, like, technical use, but, like, kind of sucky for, like, book value.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And then what's the, like, biggest reward from working in the library for you personally?
It's just really cool. I get to see such cool things. I love getting to see all the really cool. I love getting to work with special collections, and I love, like, working with, like, the random stuff that comes through. Sometimes we see things that aren't books, but they need to be, like, prepared. Like, we're working with a bunch of maps right now, and they're just, like, we, like, have to do, we treat them like they're books, but they're just, like, all these giant maps.
Are they just, like, really long?
And yeah, they're, like, from, like, they're from the city of Harrisonburg, and they're, like, they're, like, all of this planning, like,
yeah,
architecture,
like, all the blueprints and stuff.
Yeah, from, like, Harrisonburg from, like, 1900s on, and, like,
that's actually really
it's,
cool.
Yeah.
I wish I could
but
say that.
Yeah, like, some of them are, like, 18 feet long,
yeah.
And so, like, we had to, like, flatten them, so that was really difficult because they were 18 feet long, we didn't have anywhere to put them, but
yeah.
It was really fun.
That's cool. Could you, like, roll them up and, like, store them, or?
Well, we were trying to, like,
because if not, that would take up a lot of space.
Yeah. Well, they came to us, like, all rolled up, which is, like, fine for storage, but then, like, to look at them, because we have to process them all, so we have to be able to see them, we had to flatten them, which was, like, difficult, because they're, like, once you roll something up and it's, like, that forever, it just wants to stay like that, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
it kinda, like,
we had to, like,
that form.
We put some of them in a humidifier, which gets them, like, damp, and then you, like, squish them under paper, and then some of them we spritzed with water, and you squish them under paper, and that doesn't work as well, but, like, with, like, the 18 feet one, like, we couldn't put that.
Right.
There was no humidifier that big.
Yeah, seriously.
So, we just had to roll with it.
Yeah. What do you think, let's see how much time we have. Pretty good? Okay. So, like, to wrap it up, what do you think, like, the future of libraries and bookstores will look like? Like, do you think they'll keep using that system where you have to, like, look up the call number and then go find the book in the bookstore?
I don't know. Especially because bookstores don't use call numbers, do they? I actually don't know how that works. They normally do it by genre, don't they?
Yeah, I think you're just going to search around.
I think
so. They have, like, the big signs that say,
like, the
signs.
The physical part
of
libraries and bookstores will be, like, less and less important just because that's just the way it's going. And it's, like, it really is easier to just look it up online first. And so, I don't know, like, it's possible that you wouldn't even need bookstores anymore because you could just, like, either they'll all be digital or you could just, like, order them online.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people say, too, though, that the, like, because I read too, and I had an ebook, but I left it on a plane over the summer, so I don't have.
Oh no!
I don't have a tablet anymore.
I left my phone charger on a plane, and it was so sad.
So sad
too.
It really so sad. Was. I left a water bottle on like the that. Next plane too. Like I just kept leaving things on this freaking plane. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people say that they like miss just like holding a real book. So I feel like.
Yeah, like I don't like
there's
e-books
like
better.
Some hope for bookstores.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I like it because there's like an entire library like right there and I don't have to like go to a bookstore like find things. That's the only reason I like it.
And like books are honestly less cumbersome than, I mean, if you have a Nook or something, that's not cumbersome, but like a computer is like, you can't
yeah.
just look at that anywhere.
Right.
And even like my laptop is like giant. Like my laptop is like a small TV.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's, I hate reading on it because it's like, I can't just like take it anywhere. I have to like sit upright and like look at
yeah.
my computer. There's like a book I can like hold really close to me.
Yeah. Books are definitely more personal. Actually, have you noticed like in the library, like are there different ways that like technology is changing the library at all?
Definitely like all the call numbers and stuff. Like a lot of it wasn't very specific before.
Right.
And still isn't because like they just haven't updated it. And so like you'll go to look for something online and it'll just be like a very general like this is a book.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, I need, like, more information than that.
Yeah.
Because, like, when they first, like, made it, they didn't need it to be super specific. But, like,
right.
now, since that's, like, all we use, people are inconvenienced when, like,
mm-hmm.
there's no information online. And
yeah.
so, like, that's something that, I don't know, we're always, like, making notes about and, like, saying that, like, well, this is actually wrong. Like, this is supposed to be like this. Kind
right.
of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is also a lot of what I do here.
Yeah. Yay, that's so cool that, like, you're into this kind of stuff. I had no idea. That's awesome. And I feel like you'll be really good at Barnes & Noble just because you have
yeah.
all this background and all this stuff in your belt.
I think it's easy. They like me.
I think they will.